This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not healthy, and she's undergoing some very serious lung surgery. Her time here on this earth is not going to be outlasting President Trump's time in office, is where the odds are there. This is not something we're celebrating. This is just a matter of fact. Now, Roger, we just saw the Democrats go to extraordinary lengths, tell extraordinary lies, extraordinary tales to keep Brett Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court, who has a lot of, you know, kind of establishment ties, a Bushite, who just kept Planned Parenthood getting funding at the state level. So just if we just saw what they did to try to keep him off the Supreme Court, can you even imagine what they would do if Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't end up outlasting the Trump presidency? Can you imagine the dirty tricks of the Democrats?
Look, I think this is the Democrats' worst nightmare. Donald Trump forging a permanent conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court of younger jurists who can last decades. This is what's driving them crazy. So here's what I can predict. Regardless of who the president selects as his nominee, man or woman, they will accuse that person of doing something wrong. It will be totally manufactured. It will be fraudulent. They'll have no evidence. They'll have no proof. They'll have no corroboration. It'll be wild. Like, for example, they might accuse the nominee of being a gang rapist, for example, or of drugging and raping members of the opposite sex. Something really crazy and unbelievable like that. Exactly like they did with Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And then they will try to whip the people into a faux hysteria based on these false charges. Now, so this is InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. You heard it here first. Whoever the president nominates, man or woman, will be accused of some untoward, illegal, outrageous act, and they will produce no evidence whatsoever, but the Democrats will go into high gear insisting that it really happened.
Yeah, my guess is they come up with some crazy accusation. Maybe it's like something from high school or something. They were at some weird party or some nonsense. It'll be just totally ridiculous. And then 2 days later, eyewitnesses will come forward, eyewitnesses to the event.
I mean, I don't really know. I can't think of who the president might want to put on the Supreme Court. I don't want to name any names, Jeanine Pirro. But I think there are a number of woman attorneys who would be highly qualified, both on the bench or in private practice today, former prosecutors perhaps, who'd be ideal for this position. And therefore, I think it's safe to say that the president is going to go back to the list that was supplied to him by the Federalist Society, a list that he pledged when he was running for president that he would choose from. There's an eminent number of men and women on that list. There's a few more libertarian-oriented jurists. I would urge him to look in that direction, particularly given the fact that this president, in the last couple of days, has withdrawn our troops from Syria and taken our troop number down in Afghanistan. He has signed sweeping legislation to change the criminal justice system so that people who are convicted of first-time nonviolent crimes are not put in jail forever. And he has legalized industrial hemp, all key points on the libertarian agenda. Mr. President, you are a libertarian. You just don't know it.
I would like to see, it's Amy Barrett Cohen, I think was the
She was kind of the runner-up.
Yeah.
She would be an excellent nominee. Yeah. Now, there's a giant problem right off the bat. She's pro-life. So
she has to be destroyed.
The left will go insane. She must be destroyed because she would probably vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. That will drive them completely insane. Speaking of that, the movie Roe v. Wade will be coming out in January. I have a small cameo in that movie. My friend Gary Heaven has a small cameo in that movie. This is a blockbuster. It really is going to be extraordinary. You got to tune in for that.
Yeah, the Democrats don't like you getting in the way of their child sacrifice. That's for darn sure. All right, we're going to come back on the other side. More with Roger Stone, your phone calls, and what happens. I mean, let's say Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mean, tragically doesn't have even a month left. I mean, we're really in a tight spiral here.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, one really cool part about getting ahead of the InfoWars network is when I'm even on so-called vacation or visiting my wife and family in Omaha, I get to call into my own show and take it over and commandeer it, but this is not going to commandeer it. We were going to air a couple special reports that people put out in the last two segments of this hour, but let's just not do that so Roger and no one have time to take all these calls for people that are holding. We've got a guest host, obviously, in the fourth hour on this Friday edition coming up today, but I just wanted to bring this up as I'm listening here to Roger, and he brought up Jeanine Pirro. She's super smart. She's got a great record. She's super good-looking, but she's also tough, and whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's Barrett or her, they're going to make up outrageous crap, criminal stuff, you name it. And so I think Judge Deneen's perfect because she's close to the president. She's strong. She has a very conservative voting record. And she's tough. And she will destroy. Instead of just sitting there crying like Kavanaugh and getting upset, I don't know why he did. I remember thinking, God, if Judge Deneen, I know for a fact that Roger was pushing her, if Judge Deneen was in there, she would absolutely chew them to hell, because when you're being accused of something you haven't done, just attack. Get in their face instead of being shocked by it. And I think that's the move with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, preparing to make the jump into hyperspace after already having chemotherapy and not having cancer again and going through lung surgery today. We wish her well, but my God, years ago she was stumbling around like she was a reanimated corpse. So this is a big deal, and it shows why the left is so scared. They're the traitors that sold the country out. They're the people that thought they were invincible. And all over the world, humanity's awakening. Yes, it's not fun being under the brunt of their attack, but it doesn't matter because the fight is on. So please, Roger, you know, and get into that, and let's start drafting Judge Steve Pirro. I totally agree with you. We need to get these names out there. I know she's already close to the president. And then let's go to the phone calls for the balance of the hour. Thank you, gentlemen. Go ahead.
Well, and I think because we've already been down this road recently, Roger, with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Trump can even go in with a little more strategy to this. And let's say he wants to pull kind of a, you know, they call it a 4G chess move. And you put Judge Jeanine out there as the nominee and you let them destroy her, excoriate her. She defends it. But then he says, OK, fine, we'll pull it back and then we'll put, Amy Barrett Cohen on. So because we've kind of seen the tactics now of the total just unhinged Democrats, I think Trump can now learn how to use that to his advantage.
Well, I'm not sure people understand that Jeanine Pirro served with great distinction as the Westchester County District Attorney. She was a crusading district attorney, and she was very aggressive on sex crimes, child exploitation, and so on. She is just a great, great woman. Tough as nails, deeply principled, extremely articulate, and yes, for many years, close to the president. She would be an ideal nominee, in my opinion. As you point out, generally speaking, we try to put, at this point, people on the bench who are younger at all levels so that the Trump revolution can outlast him. And that would be the only reservation, although, in all honesty, Judge Jeanine looks very young to me. And I think she'd be a great nominee, guaranteed to drive the left completely insane. Now, I don't know what Judge Jeanine's future is at Fox, where I believe that some of the greatest talent there, Sean Hannity, my friend Tucker Carlson, Judge Jeanine, Judge Andrew Napolitano, whose recent comments kind of bewilder me, but who I still think is fundamentally a good man. I don't know what their future is as the Murdochs try to move Fox to become more like the Sky Channel and try to erase all the things that made Fox profitable and one of the most trusted names in news today. It is really sad to see what's happening at Fox. Shemp Smith, watching this guy, I liked him much better when he was in the Three Stooges. This guy is a clown. Giving him 2 hours in the middle of the day to spout left-wing disinformation, that's not television. That's garbage.
And just total stupidity, too. I mean, there's nothing to that
Shemp,
guy.
Shemp Smith.
Shemp, good old Shempy?
Shemp Smith.
Yeah, he's a little light in the loafers.
Appears that way. But folks, the other thing I want to remind all of you of, because it's important, if you like what Owen and I do here every day at the War Room, if you like the iconic Alex Jones show, if you're tuning in to David Knight, recognize that we are literally under siege here. You see, one of the reasons they want to close InfoWars down is because they know that I can use it as a platform to defend myself from the onslaught of Robert Mueller and Congressman Adam Schiff and Congressman Eric Swalwell and the whole cabal of left-wing Democrat congressmen who smear and defame me and would like, frankly, to put me in jail. They know I can come on InfoWars and tell you the truth. They know that InfoWars is a platform that Alex Jones can use to mobilize millions of Americans if there's an illicit attempt to take down our president. The left has always loved civil disobedience when it's on the left. This is one of the greatest things about Dr. Martin Luther King. And I guarantee you there will be civil disobedience if there is an illicit attempt to take down our president. But it needs a Paul Revere. It needs a beacon of truth. It needs a platform where people learn the facts and what is really going on. So they want to take InfoWars down. Now, how can you stop that? The single best way is for you to go to InfoWars.com store now. You see, we don't have any giant multinational corporations. We don't have any right-wing fat cats who are underwriting what we do here. We are completely and totally listener and viewer sponsored and supported. If you don't buy our great cutting-edge nutraceutical products or our books or our t-shirts or any of our other great products, our water filters, we literally cannot survive. Now we have the additional burden of millions of dollars of legal fees paid to ravenous lawyers to defend us in an entire series of harassment left-wing lawsuits that are really designed just to generate negative headlines that can then be used to be taken to various radio stations and other outlets and say, oh, you see, you've got to silence Alex Jones. You've got to silence Roger Stone. This is the game that they are doing, and it means our costs are astronomical. So, please, look at the InfoWars.com store now. Go to our 12 Days of Christmas sale. Look at some of these extraordinary prices, and do all your Christmas shopping, even your last-minute Christmas shopping here at the InfoWars.com store. Oh, and what products do you prefer in this enormous sale?
Well, that just depends. I mean, I like the Bodies post-workout. It keeps inflammation and soreness down the next day.
I have a true story here. When I got to Austin, my left knee, I don't know if I bumped it or what, it was killing me. And I kept taking Advil and it wasn't getting any better. Harrison Smith gave me a couple Bodies. I popped them. An hour later, the pain was literally gone. This is a terrific product, folks.
And it's 60% off right now. And I have people telling me all the time, people that stand, you know, on their feet for long hours with heavy labor shifts that they're working, you know, delivery men and stuff like that. And they talk about, you know, the back aches, the knees and the feet. And it's the Bodies that's given them the best success when it comes to dealing with the soreness and the achiness.
I had a text message this morning from a New York City police officer who works with ICE to deport illegals. It's a tough job. He says this time of year, the immune wall and the pollen block taken together have helped him ward off colds. He also likes the silver bullet, which he thinks is very effective for torquing up his immune system. These are the very best cutting-edge, highly effective, nutraceutical, all-natural products on the market today. They are head and shoulders above the crap that you can buy at Whole Foods. When you buy at InfoWars, you get more in terms of volume, and you get higher quality. There's no fillers. There's no substandard ingredients. This is the best of the best. Please go to the InfoWars.com store now to do all your Christmas shopping.
And again, Alex Jones gets digitally assassinated off of all the major social media platforms. But thanks to you and Alex building InfoWars, we have a platform here where we can counter their narratives, counter their lies, and still get millions of eyes on us because of the platform we built and you built here at InfoWars. Okay. Again, the big news, Ruth Bader Ginsburg having major lung surgery, not long for this world. A sad situation there, but what does this mean for the Supreme Court? Trump is pulling troops out of the Middle East. The left, the neocon right, the American media is panicking. Their stocks in Raytheon are going down. And you've got the border wall dispute happening right now. Trump got the votes in the House like he said he would. Nancy Pelosi said he wouldn't. She was wrong again. She's a total dingbat out of touch with reality. What happens in the Senate? Will Mitch McConnell get it done? Or will Chuck the Rat Schumer keep the borders wide open?
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't make it much longer, Roger, we're looking at, I can't even imagine the political chaos with the wall funding that's about to go down, the congressional shift we're about to have with the new Congress being sworn in, the new attorney general. I mean, it's just crazy. Perhaps now a Supreme Court justice seat up. We're really looking at quite wild things coming across here, the pipeline in 2019, are we not?
We really are. You know, in all honesty, a shout out is due to two outstanding public servants, at least in this case, Senator Mitch McConnell and Senator Rand Paul, principally responsible for the inclusion of the legalization of industrial hemp in the farm bill that President Trump signed last week. This is something that libertarians and freethinkers have been fighting for decades. So in this particular case, our hats off to Mitch McConnell and Senator Rand Paul, whose original idea this was, to having the courage to push this through, and of course to the president for signing it. Hemp, hemp, hooray.
All right, let's open up the phone lines here. We've already got callers lined up. We're going to start with Chris calling in from Chicago, wants to talk Supreme Court. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you and the crew, I put the blood of Jesus Christ over you every single day.
Thank you.
Listen, you know, nothing's more annoying than the word bipartisanship because it never works in conservatives' favor. You know, there's always this sort of a Alinsky delay tactic with these ass clowns. You know, they're always saying, trust Mueller, you know, give us abortion with the mother's life and rape and incest and the Second Amendment. They want to ban bump stocks and registration. And, you know, kind of over Thanksgiving, I had a, you know, sort of come to Jesus moment with my family. A lot of conservatives, a lot of good people, but they're not willing to go on offense and take the gloves off and sort of get back in people's faces when, you know, it's not going in their favor. They just sort of lay down and take it. And I just,
let me see if I can articulate what I think you're trying to say a little bit differently. Basically, it's like, if you're a conservative and you're trying to negotiate, you have a negotiation and you reach an agreement, and that's just you trying to, you know, be negotiable and be open to, so that you can, you know, have some compromise. But when it's the left or the Democrats doing it, it's in their eyes, it's this, okay, I'm just chipping away. That they're just chipping away, getting further and further down their agenda. They're not actually trying to compromise. To them, it's just furthering their agenda.
Also, conservatives respect the rule of law. And we're consistent. We're not inconsistent. They're hypocrites. They have no respect for the rule of law. So James Clapper can lie under oath about the existence of a metadata collection agency. And when we learn through the disclosures of Edward Snowden that all of that is a lie, he's never prosecuted. Now they're going through my testimony, trying to find out whether I said that the burger I had was medium rare when it was really well done. It would actually be the other way around, and say, aha, you see, Stone committed perjury. The left has no, they have no consistency. They are absolute hypocrites. General Petraeus can leak classified documents to his mistress. He pays $100,000 fine, but General Mike Flynn is set up. He doesn't even really lie to an FBI agent, but they want to send him to prison. You see, there's no consistency on the left. Our people respect authority, and they respect the law. They respect nothing. We don't want to take our guns and fix the situation. We count on the police and the military, who we pay to do that under the rule of law. They have no such compunction. The Antifa thugs will go out and they will beat old people. They will beat women. They will assault private citizens. They don't care about the law. That's the difference between the left and the right.
So it's like a bipartisan agreement to ban bump stocks, but really it's just the left furthering their agenda to take guns. Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Right. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it never worked in conservatives' favor, and we always end up giving up, you know, ground.
That's why the American people need to show their support for Trump, because he is the stone wall that's not going to allow the left to just further their agenda. At least that's why we elected him. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. I've got to jump, though. Let's stick with somebody who's, I won't even say what they want to talk about, because most of the time they talk about something else. So let's go to Gerald in Arkansas. Go ahead, Gerald.
I'm hearing you. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg will start with the Supreme Court. First of all, there's nothing supreme about it. They're all bar attorneys. I don't understand why people, InfoWars, you guys have got a lot of good whistleblowers on there, but I know we talked about it before. You had Joe Bannister on there. The people that know the Constitution, that the truth is not being brought forward. You know, we're still under common law. They don't call it common legal. It's common law, but it's been covered up. I see that's what really gets to me. Anybody can go look it up, but we're under Uniform Commercial Code. Bar attorneys, they're not lawyers, they're bar attorneys. A law barrister is who wrote the Constitution.
Well, look, Gerald, you're getting into fundamental just abandonments of what America was intended to be. I mean, you can start at the Supreme Court, you can end up with the Constitution. I mean, you could really end anywhere. But again, you know, this kind of goes back to the last caller's point. This has been what the left has done.
Well,
instead of conservatives and liberals or whatever compromising, it's just the left liberal agenda furthering itself.
Well, that's true. Right now, there's a group of scientists, and they're trying to figure out whether they can put Ruth Bader Ginsburg's head in a glass case like Futurama. And as long as she still can talk, they'll keep her on the Supreme Court. Kidding, of course. But
hold on a second. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg's head may actually have been in a Futurama episode.
I think you're right, actually, because you see, she's an icon for the left, which shows you how screwed up they are.
Matt Drudge actually said they would put a head in a jar. We might actually see Ruth Bader Ginsburg head in a jar.
It's entirely possible. Well, we've seen they put Nixon's head in a jar. I kind of enjoyed that, if you want to know the truth.
I actually am a big fan of Futurama, but everybody knows. Like the weird predictions that the Simpsons made and that Matt Groening has somehow been able to do in his shows over the years. Guys, see if you can find... I could have swore I remember an episode with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's head in a jar in Futurama. All right, Gerald, thank you so much for the call. Let's squeeze one in real quick. Chase the Patriot in California, 60 seconds, fire away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Frontlines of California, Chase the Patriot. Now, real quick, everyone listening, realize that you're listening for free. Support the cause and vote with your dollar by checking out InfoWars Store. They got great stuff for the new year, for Christmas, and everything in between. Now, I want to talk about direct results of these sanctuary laws in my state. If you guys look up Gustavo Garcia Caleri, this is something we're dealing with the last couple days. He went on a two-day shooting spree rampage, one of Pelosi's children we're talking about. But you guys haven't heard about it. Why? Because he was brought here as a child. So, you know, he's free from any wrongdoing. He had guns, drug charges, child endangerment since 2002. He had been deported twice before. And worst of all, Owen, direct results of our sanctuary laws. He was in custody 2 days before the rampage, but our sheriff...
Chase the Patriot in California. Thank you for the call. He's got a YouTube channel, Chase the Patriot. California, man, it's just lost. I feel it's such a beautiful state, too.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right. We got Roger Stone in studio. We're still taking your phone calls. Really quick, though, I want to mention a story of a drone kind of stalking, if you will, an airport, the Gatwick Airport. And this is kind of being turned into a big story. I won't go into the details, but that drone harassment at that airport or whatever the heck's going on, they can't even apparently find the person flying the drone or the multiple people, whatever the deal is. This has all the makings of a precedent-setting story here when it comes to drones and airports and how they regulate that. But I want to get back to the phone lines. So let's go to Dan calling in from Louisiana. Go ahead, Dan in the Bayou.
Hello, hello, Dan Bordelon. Thank you for taking my call. First, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to InfoWars and your entire staff.
Merry Christmas.
All awesome patriotic listeners from coast to coast and worldwide.
Well, thank you, Dan. Merry Christmas to you. Go ahead.
My first comment, I'd like to about the total nonsense of Facebook. I'm on Facebook, which, I mean, I'm only on there to promote Americanism, and anyone that's on my page knows that's all I post. There's patriotic, American, conservative, Christian value. You know, I post Alex Jones on there all the time on my page, encouraging people to go to InfoWars, and also post other stuff that I find very informative and helpful for people to expand their mind. If I can plug the John B. Wells Midnight Caravan of Midnight episode 369, his lady guest, I can't remember her name, but she is absolutely fantastic. She has uncovered a treasure trove of information about the 9/11 cover-up that I would literally encourage anyone to watch that. It's stunning, to say the least.
Well, and you know, here's the thing about the 9/11 cover up or conspiracy or whatever people want to call it. There's just so many facts out there that never went reported on cable news, so they never hear about it, Roger. They never hear about Mueller's involvement. They never hear about the terrorists coming in and out. They never hear about the activity in Florida with the corrupt bureaucrats.
Well,
down
the fact
there.
That John Brennan, as the station chief in Rida for the CIA, approves the visas for a number of the hijackers to leave there and come here. That never gets reported. No, particularly the angle of Saudi involvement is always fascinated me. John B. Wells, very good man, does excellent work, and I've seen that particular show that you refer to. I really commend it. It's really worth your time.
All right, Dan, I'm sorry I got to jump, but yes, thank you so much for sharing that stuff on Facebook. A lot of people are afraid to do that they may get banned for it. All right, let's go to Jennifer calling in from Illinois. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to point out that I think Alex has mentioned before how the microchipping that we see coming down the pipeline really is seen in the Book of Revelation. Additionally, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Additionally, I think there's one that's not widely recognized, but that a lot of people understand. Revelation chapter 12. A great and mysterious sign appeared in the sky, a woman who is clothed in the sun. So that was the miracle of the sun in Fatima in 1917, witnessed by over 70,000 people. Now, honestly, how many miracles in the Bible were pre-predicted and witnessed by over 70,000 people? Like, this is a big deal, and it's absolutely been buried by the fake Catholic Church we have in power, completely infiltrated. You know, the people running the church are not Catholic. There are prophecies in it. There are demands from God that have not been met, and they've done nothing but really they've covered it up perfectly.
Well, there's no doubt the power of the Bible and its prophecy. Just the more I live and experience, the more I realize that. And there is also no doubt that's why they want it banned on social media. That's why they attack Christians and conservatives. But, yes, the Catholic Church has been unfortunately corrupted for a long, long time. And the real big secrets of the Vatican are all about how they can go in to these sites where there's ancient burial grounds, claim the land for religious purposes, excavate the sites, send it to the Vatican, and then nobody ever sees it again. And then, of course, you see all the sex abuse rampant going on.
It's very sad because there was a time when the Catholic Church was a bastion of anti-communism and when it really stood for biblical values. In all honesty, I think our current pope is a communist. He's betraying the values of the Catholic Church. I really subscribe to what you say because given the extraordinary crucible that I'm going through, it's only the Bible and my belief in God that sustain me in this incredible fight. Robert Mueller, the deep state, Adam Schiff, and those clowns, they want to send me to prison, even though I have committed no crime whatsoever. Well, that's not true. My crime in their eyes is my support for Donald Trump and my opposition to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the globalists. And they literally want to send me to prison, even though I've broken no laws. They're trying to destroy me financially. It is only through my faith in God and the loyal support of the InfoWars community that I am able to continue the fight. And some days, I must tell you, it's daunting. It's difficult. And that's why I get down on my knees and pray. So thank you for your call.
And, you know, just something else, too. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. It's like, it's just like just the power and the omnipotence of God. It's like Roger, if you knew that someone 500 years from now or 1,000 years from now, let's say you bury your Roger Stone somewhere and you know that someone 500 years from now is just going to come to that spot and for some reason they need that Roger Stone. It's like you knew that. Like God knows that. He's put all of these little Easter eggs, all these little things out there for us to have at that exact moment. But when you don't understand that you were created in a divine nature, you never see God's language. You never see how God is speaking to you, and you miss the omnipotence. And Roger, as you said, I mean, you've been calling on God to protect you while these demons here are trying to destroy your life and your family. Let's take another call here. Virginia calling in from Kansas. Go ahead, Virginia.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. And let me first say, God bless America, and God bless President Trump, and God bless you for getting the truth out. I want to make a quick comment on the border security and the wall, because I'm not hearing this put out here on the news. The liberals, the Democrats, and the rhinos in Congress have tried to tell the people, if he doesn't get the money, he's not going to be able to use the army. He can't do that to build the wall. And this has been going on for years. We have projects all over this country built by the army. President Trump has an absolute right to use the army to build the wall. And I just have not heard that on the news anywhere, because these people in Congress are telling us he doesn't. So we need to know the people.
Well, he's already used the military to secure the border fence, and we've seen the videos with the barbed wire going up. A lot of people are thinking that, you know, maybe bringing the troops home, you station them down at the border. That might be something Trump is thinking. But Roger, how about this for a? By the way, thank you for the call, Virginia. How about this for a weird kind of next? I really think this is kind of the future of free market republic, is the crowdfunding project. So like, okay, do we want a wall? Okay, well, let's go crowdfund it. I think there's over $10 million now on a GoFundMe for the wall.
Right, so how soon will it be before GoFundMe closes that down as they close?
Well,
Laura,
they're making millions of dollars off this deal.
Yeah, but look what they did to Laura Loomer. I mean, Laura Loomer set up a GoFundMe account. They're trying to destroy her financially the same way they're trying to destroy me financially. She put up a GoFundMe site to fund her incredibly effective investigative journalism and her questioning of radical Islam, and GoFundMe essentially deplatformed her. So, unfortunately, even they are subject to the left-wing pressure from the scolds who just want to shut them down. I commend this veteran from Florida. Last, I don't know where he is now. This morning when I woke up, he was at 11.7.
It's over 12 now. And
incredible.
You know, and this is in like 72 hours or so. All right. Roger Stone is going to stick with you and take some more phone calls in the next segment. By the way, environmentalists just stormed the BBC headquarters. They want global warming a top editorial issue, but they ignore the admitted climate change that governments do, and they ignore the 5G coming, and they ignore all the natural disasters with the GMOs and everything in the climate space. That they ignore that.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Back. Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue with your calls because two-way dialogue with the InfoWars community is very important to us here. And I want to also take the opportunity to remind you one more time to get in that last-minute Christmas shopping by going to the InfoWars.com store. We'll come back to that in a little bit, but when I got to Austin, I must tell you, I bumped my knee somewhere along the way, and it was killing me. I was literally gulping down Advil, but nothing was helping. And then I got a few tabs of Bodies here in the office from my friend Harrison Smith, and I must tell you, within 1 hour, the pain was miraculously gone. Turmeric, which is the key ingredient in Bodies, has been used for centuries as a pain reliever for sore joints and muscles, and I must say it was extraordinarily effective. Now on a special price at the InfoWars.com store, and next to BrainForce Plus, my new favorite product. There you see BrainForce Plus. This stuff is great in terms of mental clarity and energy. If you're like me, you get that dip around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You just want to take a nap. I pop a couple of these, and I'm ready for the war room, which at my time is 5 o'clock Eastern. So tune in to the War Room today, by the way, when Jacob Engels from the Central Florida Post joins me for a special update on Steve Bannon and why Steve Bannon has been secretly meeting with Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted Clinton pedophile pimp. Why would Steve Bannon, allegedly a nationalist, be secretly meeting with a sex crime criminal affiliated with the Clintons? Tune in to the War Room today to get an update on that. Let's go to our phone lines now, and we'll take Charles in Atlanta. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Roger. Merry Christmas. You guys are doing an awesome job out there. I just wanted to remind you guys of something. You were talking about Judge Jeanine earlier with regard to being in the Trump administration.
Yes.
And I wanted to point out, and there's a video of this. You can look it up yourself. It's called Joe Arpaio on Immigration Debate and his run for Senate from early in January of this year. Sheriff Joe brought up his investigations to Judge Jeanine, and you know what the investigation was, Obama's forged documents and everything. And she cut him off, told him he basically didn't know what he was talking about, called him a liar right to his face. This guy's a 50-year-plus law enforcement officer who did a forensic investigation on all that stuff, and he's absolutely telling the truth. But she won't allow that, just like everybody else on Fox.
Well, I think I'm in a unique position to address this because Sheriff Joe is a good friend of mine. Jeanine Pirro is a good friend of mine. I'm going to chalk this up to her corporate masters at Fox. There's two things you cannot discuss at Fox. One of them is the issue just raised. The other one is, of course, Seth Rich. You can have no discussion of Seth Rich. I think this is odd because a terrific article that I read in The Nation magazine, not exactly a right-wing or conservative publication, shows that some of the counterintelligence experts like Bill Binney and Ray McGovern and others point to very substantial forensic evidence that demonstrates that the Democratic National Committee was never hacked by anyone. And it was much more likely, based on the load times of downloads, that the information that was allegedly purloined from the DNC was loaded to some kind of portable disk and taken out the back door, most likely by, you guessed it, Seth Rich. But the Fox corporate masters will not allow Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson or Judge Napolitano or Judge Jeanine to discuss this. So I'm going to chalk the fact that she cut Sheriff Joe off up to her efforts to kowtow, unfortunately, to the people who pay her paycheck. Charles, thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Chris in Washington State. Chris, you with us? All right, we're going to move on. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Mr. Stern. I wanted to talk to you about Trump's tweets from yesterday, talking about how if they try to criminally remove him, the American people would have a revolt. I think we're just too divided still to come together. I mean, the only thing that most Americans can do nowadays is only to agree to disagree. I know these demon rats are insane enough to try to do something like that, but if they succeed, what do we do?
Well, first of all, we're not agreeing to disagree. You see, they don't want a debate. That implies a debate and some civility. Their answer, when we want to discuss any issue, when we want to get into the facts of the situation, is to censor us. They can't beat Alex Jones in a debate. They know that. They can't beat Tucker Carlson in a debate. They know that. They can't beat Sean Hannity in a debate. They know that. They most certainly can't beat Roger Stone in a debate. They really know that. So their answer is to censor us. Take them off of YouTube. Take them off of Facebook. Take them off of Twitter. Silence them. That's how you know they are defeated, because they cannot win a battle of ideas. They cannot win a civil discussion and a civil debate. Now, as I reported yesterday on InfoWars, the president has told at least two people I know that he believes that if there is an illegitimate coup, an attempt to take him down based on some fabricated case, that the American people will rise up, that the American people are armed, they still have a Second Amendment, and there will be a counter-revolution in this country. He is not advocating civil war. He is not for civil war. But I think he understands that patriots were not going to put up with this as they did in 1974. And there's a reason. In 1974, when Richard Nixon was taken down, largely because he was a peacemaker, he reached a strategic arms limitation with the Soviets, an agreement. He opened the door to China. He ended the Vietnam War. He saved Israel unilaterally in the 1973 Yom Kippur War. My God, the man was a peacemaker. We have to get rid of him. But there was only one monolithic media in that day, CBS, ABC, and NBC, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, really the only national newspapers. And therefore, there was only one narrative. Now, thanks to InfoWars.com and the Daily Caller and Breitbart and Town Hall and Gateway Pundit and Big League Politics and so many other great conservative and libertarian and pro-Trump oriented sites, you have a balance in our news coverage. And that's why they are moving to censorship. That's why they want to shut InfoWars.com down. That's why we saw the head of Google, Sundar Pai, come to Washington yesterday and lie his ass off. China? I can't even find China in a map. On a map. Oh, my God. We're not tracking anybody. No, no, you can turn that tracking function off. He doesn't mention that it continues to track you. You just can't use the functions. Oh, Jerry Nadler says, the congressman from Manhattan, whose entire testimony was written by Google lobbyists, who every question he asked was written by the Google lobbyists, who's taken more cold cash from the parent company of Google than any other member of Congress. This clown is compromised. He's purchased. He's bought. He's corrupted. But he says it's a right-wing conspiracy theory that conservatives are disadvantaged in the search function of Google. No, Jerry, you're lying. Look at the Project Veritas videos. Look at the internal videos and memos that have been secured from inside Google. They are busted. They are running a formulatic program to kneecap conservatives and liberals and Republicans and Trump supporters on social media and on the Internet. This is Roger Stone. I've been sitting in for Alex Jones, and now I've had the opportunity to sit in for my colleague Owen Schroyer, who's headed for his Christmas break. I want to thank you for joining us here. This is where you can get the truth. InfoWars continues to be a shining beacon of freedom, and it is seen by millions of Americans as a source where you can get the truth. But make no mistake, folks, they want to shut us down. They want to shut me down. Right now, this Christmas, more than ever, I need your support. Please go to the StoneDefenseFund.com. Don't let Robert Mueller crush me. Don't let him destroy my family. Don't let him stop me from being a voice for truth and honesty and integrity and freedom here at InfoWars, because that's exactly what they want. I appeal to you now at Christmas for your help. Help me. Help InfoWars. Help us continue this fight. Western civilization. The future of the Trump presidency. All of this is at stake, but we will win if you have our back. We have the president's back. We need you to have our back. Thank you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.